USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A group of Venezuelan migrants on Tuesday filed a lawsuit in federal court against Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and other Florida officials who gave them a flight to Martha's Vineyard. Three migrants from Venezuela, represented by Lawyers for Civil Rights. That's a Boston-based organization. Country singer-songwriter Luke Bell, who disappeared last month and was found dead several days later in Tucson, Arizona, the Pima County Medical Examiner's Office confirmed Bell's cause of death in an autopsy report. Bell OD'd on fentanyl. In a major escalation of the war in Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin raised the threat of nuclear response in the invasion and ordered the country's reservists to mobilize, as Moscow forces have seen major losses on the battlefield in recent weeks. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on President Putin again saying he may use nuclear weapons.
These are not the actions of a confident country. These are not acts of strength. Quite the opposite. And the United States, our allies and partners in the international community, will stand against these transparent efforts on the part of Russia and stand firmly with Ukraine and the Ukrainian people.
President Biden will argue at the United Nations today that Russia has violated the core tenets of the United Nations during his address to the General Assembly. Biden's speech will come less than a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered partial military mobilization in a redoubled effort to take Ukraine, calling up about 300,000 people. NASA is conducting a crucial fueling test of its Artemis 1 moon rocket this morning. Technicians began loading liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen propellants last hour. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
An explosion took place in Oregon, Ohio, at the BP refinery on Cedar Point Road. At least two people were injured in the blast Tuesday evening. A British Petroleum spokesperson says the refinery has been safely shut down while the investigation is underway. Large amounts of black smoke, flames, and burn-off has been seen coming from the area. President Biden was corrected again by his handlers at the White House for saying the pandemic is over. Katie Lewis from the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau reports.
President Biden backtracked on Tuesday and worked to clarify his comments on 60 Minutes this week, where he stated the coronavirus pandemic, quote, is over, unquote. Biden attended a Democratic National Committee fundraiser in New York City ahead of his speech on Wednesday to the United Nations General Assembly. Biden acknowledged he was criticized for the remarks, but added, quote, it's basically not where it was, unquote. Biden also encouraged those in attendance to get their booster shots.
The Federal Reserve is set to create more money woes in its battle against inflation this week with another substantial interest rate hike. The Fed is expected to approve another historic 75 basis point interest rate hike. Central bank policymakers already approved four consecutive interest rate hikes this year alone, and more is needed due to inflation and the government's continued spending. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes, find the right parts for you, or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.